Last season, the UNC Greensboro basketball team won 7 games total. On a recent weekday evening, the Spartans are at home, playing for their 7th consecutive victory, the longest winning streak the school has seen in 17 years.
And your final score, Spartans 82, Bulldogs 71.
Things are improving for the UNCG basketball team, and part of the reason is 29-year-old interim head coach Wes Miller. Sophomore Bradley Sherrod and senior Josh McCullough watched the win from the stands.
The school pride's really gone up. I think he just made his team more aggressive. That's what I see when I look at his team, they're more aggressive.
We all love Wes Miller. We think he's the best thing that's happened to UCG for a long time. We definitely know that he came from Chapel Hill, and we know that he's giving their secrets to us, and we love him for it.
Miller was an assistant at UNCG and got the nod when longtime head coach Mike DeMent resigned back in December. Upon finding out the news, Miller's first call was to his wife. The second call was to his mentor and college basketball coach Roy Williams of UNC. Miller knew it would be a big change for himself and his players.
The biggest transition and the biggest emotional roller coasters for our players. And so I think we really tried to focus on them and get them to a good place as quickly as possible, and really took it hour by hour, day by day. And I think we're still trying to do that to a certain extent.
It wasn't a smooth changeover at first. UNCG lost its first 6 games under Miller. Sophomore guard Travis Simpson says the team was building confidence and improving as it entered Southern Conference play.
He's an unbelievable coach. His spur of the moment thinking and ideas, it's off the charts. He's very energetic. He believes in us. When he fuss at you, like most coaches, when they fuss at you, it's like, oh man, he's getting on to me. But with him, it's like he knows what he's saying, but it's like, I know you can do better, so do it. It's good. It feels good.
Simpson is now the leading scorer in the league and would like to see Miller stick around as head coach for his remaining years in Greensboro. The woman who will ultimately make that decision is UNCG Athletic Director Kim Record. She describes Miller as wise beyond his years and says she had no idea how young he was when she gave him the, for now temporary, promotion.
He has done some very remarkable things in the short term, but I have to look at what is best for the basketball program in the long term.
Would you like to see him as your coach for the next 4 or 5 years?
What I'd like to see is a head basketball coach who fills a lot of roles. Winning and being competitive is a huge component. I'd like to find someone who is young and aggressive.
Record says she must go through her due diligence before giving anyone the job. She hopes to make an announcement shortly after the season. Meanwhile, Miller has deflected praise during the recent success. He's passionate, encourages his players to dream big, and tries not to spend too much time thinking about the interim label.
Winning a Southern Conference championship, that's the goal. We talk about that. We talk about how to do it a lot, too, and saying, okay, the big picture is just where we want to go. Well, how do we get there? By focusing on the really small picture, and that's the moment we're in right now, whether it's a practice moment or a game moment or a film moment.
Miller played on the 2005 UNC National Championship team. Now as a coach, he resorts back to the Carolina way when he gets stuck.
I always want to get better at what I'm doing, and I am so much better for this experience, because when you're thrown into the fire, you know, you only have 2 directions to go. And I feel like, if anything, I don't know how good I've been, but I've gotten a lot better as a coach, and I'm really happy for that.
Just 2 months into his first head coaching job, Wes Miller describes this current post as a dream. He has only 9 career wins, but sounds like an old pro when repeating that his team is taking it 1 game at a time. The next challenge for his Spartans is this evening, when they host College of Charleston. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.